The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
And one of my favorite things? Gelato. Oh yeah, baby, it's time. We are going to talk about how to get skinny eating gelato or something like that. In studio with me, I want to introduce a few folks here. We have Seth Chandler, who is a PR agency, who is putting this whole event together, promoting it. We also have, are we calling you chefs? What would be the proper, we were talking about this before you guys got here. What do we call you gelato makers?
You can just call me Baron.
Baron's good enough. Baron Gotzinger from Ben Spoon Gelato. And we have Jessica Oloroso of Black Dog Gelato. There's a lot of people competing. There's 16 contestants. Seth, why don't you start off by telling us about the event, and we'll get into the gelato as we go along here.
Well, it's one of the most fun things you can do ever. You know, if you're in a bad mood, one taste of gelato and you're in an instantly better mood. So in the interest of explaining to the North American population what gelato really is, it's very similar to ice cream, but it's much, much better. The taste of flavor bursts in your mouth. It's pretty crazy to taste.
It's creamier.
It's served at a warmer temperature. It's made fresh every day from fresh ingredients. It's just a better. It's a better mousetrap, really. Yeah. I shouldn't say mousetrap when we're talking about
ice cream. That's okay, because gelato is a spectacular food that even mice can enjoy.
It is, and we're going to have 16 competitors from all around South America, Central America, North America. They've been hand selected.
How did they get to that level?
A bunch of them applied for this opportunity to compete, and the competition happens this weekend at Millennium Park. The top three winners will move on to Rimini, Italy for the finals. Wow. In 2017 for a chance to compete for the world's best gelato flavor.
Now, Jessica, are you scared? Are you nervous?
A little.
Yeah.
I think it's good for competition, not to be too...
Too confident.
Yeah. So there's a lot of talent coming to Chicago, so I think it's a great opportunity to meet some other gelato artisans, and also to see how we stack up against, you know, other gelatos around the country.
Well, how did you find your passion for gelato?
Ice cream has always been my favorite dessert growing up as a kid, and when I went to Italy for the first time, you know, you can't just help falling in love with gelato, of course. So,
what was your favorite flavor when you went there?
I don't think I can name one.
There had to be one that just grabbed your palate.
Oh, every day, you know, you just discover something new, especially the different regions that you go to.
Yeah.
So
basics, all right, let's say chocolate or vanilla. Let's start there.
Chocolate.
Me too. Not a fan. How about you, Baron? How did you get into the whole world of gelato?
First trip to Florence, I think I was 18 years old. Went to one of the oldest gelaterias and had their rice gelato. And from then forward, once I got back to the States, just decided to start making it myself. So,
what does rice gelato taste like?
Like rice.
Like rice pudding?
Yeah, almost kind of like rice pudding without any of the cinnamon, add-on flavors that they do with rice pudding.
So do you get like little clumps of rice in there?
Get little clumps of rice in there.
Yeah, and that's part of the experience, right?
It is part of the experience.
Just like if you're having a strawberry gelato, there'd be chunks of strawberry. Is it starchy? Is it heavier than...
No, it's not. It's not heavier. I'd say like rice pudding, but because of they cook the starch out of the rice, you just have this nice little like bite and texture to it.
Yeah, so. That sounds yummy. Now, are you expecting a huge crowd for this? I mean, you could be...
We are.
...well overwhelmed with this.
We are. We, as it turns out, there's a big concert that 25,000 people have seats to that's right next door to our event on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
We expect to be the biggest of the nine events that we've held on five different continents. This should be the biggest.
Because this is the culmination of it all, right?
No, this is just the North American. Just the North American, or the Americas, actually, Southern.
And who puts this on? Like, who gets behind these chefs? I mean, again, what are we calling you? Are you? I know you want to be called Baron. I get it, but what is the official name?
Well, if they win this title, they'll be Gelato Maestros.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That could be huge. And what does it do for you guys in terms of your career and your brand? Jessica, when you start?
Well, any exposure like this is great for the brand, obviously. But for professionally, again, it's really just sort of seeing that we're on the right track and that we sort of stack up against some of the other talent here and around the world.
And Black Dog Gelato is located here in Chicago?
I do have two locations here in Chicago. One in Ukrainian Village and then the other one in the French Market at Ogilvy Station.
And you felt that confident about gelato that you would roll the dice and say, this is what I'm going to base my entire business on, this one tiny niche in the ice cream world, if we call it. And how's it done for you?
I wouldn't say I was confident when I first opened. I definitely rolled the dice, that was for sure. And I think, I'm still doing it seven years later, so that has to count for something.
7 years later, good for you. Are you sick of gelato yet?
No, never. No,
are you kidding?
Yeah, there's no such thing. I know it's a dumb question. Sometimes, like people who have ice cream shops stop eating ice cream because they just can't eat anymore. But gelato's a different
thing. Yeah, they should stop having ice cream shops and open a gelato shop.
I agree. So, Baron, what makes gelato different in terms of its texture?
In terms of its fat is going to be one thing. In Italy, you have to have a minimum of 3.5% fat to be called gelato. In the U.S., there's no standard recognition for gelato like there is ice cream. Ice cream, in order to be called ice cream, you have to have a minimum of 10% butterfat. Gelato then comes in that category of below 10%, usually.
And where's the fat derived from the dairy?
From dairy. Okay. So somewhere in between, 3.5% to 7%, depending on the gelato flavor.
What's 7% like? Because I'm not sure what percentage I might have sampled.
So
we have samples here today.
We do have samples here today.
Any with a high level of fat to them?
No. These are all.
So these are the skinny versions of them?
Sure.
Because, I don't know where, Dave, you came up with the idea that skinny and gelato would go in the same sentence.
Well, it's better for you. It really is lower fat.
It has less fat than ice cream.
Yeah. All right, so I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. All right, when we come back, we're going to have to do a little news, and we're going to do a sampling here. We're going to give away some tickets to attend the Gelato World Tour here at Millennium Park from the 27th through the 29th. We'll take your call as soon as you come back. We'll make that announcement. Don't call yet. All right, Dave's warming up his chops, too. He wants some gelato, so we can't have gelato while he's answering phone calls. Right, Dave?
Not at all, because if not, they're going to be ticketless.
That's right.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Kidding, there's some favorite things going on in this studio right now. Welcome back to the show, folks, broadcasting live from the Allstate studio here on WGN 720 and eating some gelato freshly made. This is fantastic. Veronica, don't be jealous. We will save you some up there, guys. Don't worry about it. Sitting with me in studio, we have Jessica Oloroso from Black Dog Gelato, and we're also talking to Baron Gotsaker of Bent Spoon Gelato, which is over in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, just neighboring town over, or neighboring city over. Guys, I just had an opportunity to taste some crazy gelato. Also, we have Seth Chandler as well, who is organizing the event here, the Gelato World Tour, which is coming to Millennium Park, 27th, 29th. That's on 201 East Randolph Street. We'll tell you how you can get some tickets. We're giving away some tickets for it, and this is a crowdsourced and crowds-judged event. Mm-hmm. I just tasted, guys, two amazing flavors. And let's start with Baron, your smoked s'mores gelato. What is the official name?
Windy City S'mores.
Windy City S'mores. Tell us what's in it, because my mouth is just having a party right now and I need to attend to it.
So what we have is Catherine Ann Confection Marshmallows makes mini marshmallows for this. And then we have a smoked graham cracker base. We smoke the milk actually with applewood. And then one of the other corporate sponsors, Pre-Gel, has a product with some nice crunchy chocolate swirls that we mix into it.
So. Are you guys bound to using some products that are like sponsor products, or just curious?
Well, we do have sponsors, but it's, the trick is it has to be all natural ingredients.
Yes.
And it's made the hard way. It's not, this is not a mix that you pour into a bucket. This is real, genuine artisan gelato.
Well, that sounds fantastic. You could taste the difference. It is Veronica Carter's birthday, by the way, upstairs. So we got to bring her some gelato. Veronica, you listening up there? I don't know. She's chewing away. She's nodding. No. Hey, Dave, let's surprise her. All right. We'll put a little candle and some gelato and bring it up to her. That'd be nice. Birthday girl, we're talking to you. Good morning, sunshine.
Sorry, we were just discussing whether we should come and get some gelato.
I think you really should come down here now before it melts. And being happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
We are going to save some for you.
That's what I just told Susan. If I'm going to have it, I have to have it on my birthday.
You got to. And let me tell you, this is some serious, amazing gelato.
All right. You sold us.
I twist your arm. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, all right. So I'm loving it. If I was a judge, I couldn't tell you who I'd pick right now. But Jessica, tell us the phenomenal gelato I just ate. What is the name?
I've named it the 606.
Why did you name it the 606?
So I'm pulling on inspirations from our varied food scene and the different neighborhoods that we have here. I'm combining our house-made peanut butter with some toasted coconut, some curry powder, some cinnamon, fresh ginger, and then folding in some candied cashews.
And, you know, I asked you off-air a little bit, and I didn't hear the ginger part to it. But it makes sense because there's these subtle notes and nods to ginger in it. And I was trying to figure out what is that little zing I'm getting in here. And it's a brilliant combination. I mean, do you just sit here and just like, close your eyes. I'm going to throw this in there. I'm going to throw that in there.
There's a little bit of that. It's, you know, it's a lot of trial and error, which makes my job a lot of fun. A lot of testing.
A lot of tasting, yeah.
A lot of tasting, a lot of testing, a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
But to try to find that right balance, I'm not sure I actually have it. I've got a couple days to sort of
you're still gonna tweak
it a little
this
bit.
Recipe?
I think a little bit.
Are you too, Baron? You still going to mess with this a little bit?
Maybe. I don't know. The smoke is obviously the hard part just because everyone has such a different sensitivity to smoke. So some people are like, oh, I don't taste any smoke. Other people are like, whoa, that's way too smoky. So trying to dial it in is going to be difficult.
I give you my opinion. It wasn't overwhelming for me. I think it was a nice little nod to it, you know, but definitely not overwhelming.
All right. Good.
I would even beg to say I'd maybe taste a little bit more.
All right.
You know, but just because that's what you're trying to get at is a little bit of that smoke. And it's so different for gelato. Mm-hmm. You don't really get that in gelato.
Yeah.
So two very strong competitors here, Seth. Mm-hmm.
Really strong.
Mm-hmm. Who ultimately judges this?
Well, it's interesting. We have a panel of amazing professional chefs, and you know these names. Emily Ellen is the president of the jury. She won 2 Cutthroat Kitchens on Food Network.
Wow.
She's an amazing, the Retro Red chef. Ben Vaughn, who is also has written a book on it. He had a Food Network show. He's got another one coming up pretty soon on a
that
different
we can't
network.
Talk
we can't
about,
talk
right?
about.
I know that goes.
We have other like James Beard Foundation member is. Victoria Rodriguez, who's one of the directors there, she's going to be a judge. Also, Mario Rizzotti, everybody knows Mario.
Renowned
He's another,
chef, yeah.
Yeah, another Food Network judge, and lots of other judges. But that's only 40% of the vote. 60% of the vote comes from the public who walks through for free. Now, it's a free event, but in order to vote, you have to buy a tasting ticket for $10. Okay. By the way, the funding, all that. That money is not for us. That money goes to the Illinois Restaurant Association's Education Foundation. So it's actually going back into educating people to be in the food service industry, chefs, and other things.
And Seth has been kind enough to give away a set of tickets here. We're going to give away 7 tickets, all right? So the 7th caller, say that again, Dave?
It'll be 7 pairs of tickets.
7 pairs of tickets. Thank you for that correction. 7 pairs of tickets. So 7 callers, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 calls. I don't know, Dave, you deal with all the calls. Start calling right now. 312-981-7200. Get your free pair of tickets for the world tour of gelato coming May 27th and 29th at Millennium Park. I hope we're doing a decent job telling you about this because it fails in comparison to the real thing of tasting, folks, what I'm having in front of me right now. So guys, where does this all go? Like, you win, what happens after that?
The top 3 winners of each leg are going to compete in Italy next year.
So this happens in every, like, how many states are you going to?
No, just one state, just here for North America. We may have a version later on in the western part of the United States, but that's it for the Americas.
So this is global. This is really not
global,
this is not one of those names where people slap on a competition and say it's a world, you know, championship. This is really world championship of gelato.
We were in Tokyo last.
Okay.
Before that, it was Singapore. Then, good grief, we've been everywhere. Berlin, Melbourne,
and just to clarify,
Rome.
This one here in Chicago has all of the winners from that here, or this is just for the United States to see throughout the entire United States who's the best.
That's right. It's a qualifying event to see who gets to go on and compete for the 2017 title. of best gelato flavor in the world. Imagine how that looks on your resume.
I mean, so for you as a business owner here in Chicago, I mean, that's just going to set you over the top, correct?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. And your little dream of owning a couple of gelato shops going to turn into a national franchise. Before you know it, you're going to have your own Food Network show. And
there
you're
you
like,
go.
I
now
remember a long time ago when I was on Frank Fontana's show at WGN.
That's it.
Now she won't return my phone calls.
That's it.
Yeah. I see how it goes, Jessica.
That's
right.
Her. That's her.
And Baron, for you, what does this mean if you win the title?
I don't know. Probably move to Tuscany, get a nice little
Now you're talking, man. I'm with you.
Grow some grapes, make a little gelato, hang out.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
How do you think the Italians would receive you as an American here and coming to their homeland with their product as they claim theirs?
Italians are very proud people.
As they should be.
But what I think limits some of the Italian flavors is tradition, where we don't necessarily have that.
I agree.
The flavors that always seem to do really well in Italy are the classic flavors, pistachio, stracciatella, all those. In America, we can take that tradition, nod to it, and then take it on to the next level where, you know, we're smoking the milk and stuff that you wouldn't normally see over in Italy. So.
Yeah, my grandmother would be very upset with you that you were smoking the milk. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She's a purist.
Sorry, Grandma.
And she throws a mean
pure
wooden...
Pure latte. Player.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
My grandmother has this technique she had with a wooden spoon that she could bend it around a corner when she throws it. And if we were bad, she would literally hit us, even if we were like, it was like a boomerang effect, and it would land right back in her hand. And we're like, how does she do that? It's amazing. I kid. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, the Gelato World Tour coming May 27th through the 29th. We do have a couple tickets. The phone lines are lit up. And before you go, we have clarification for one of our fine WGN listeners that the proper term for a person who makes gelato is... A gelatician? Does that sound right? I don't know. I like your version, Seth. That sounds fancier. But thank you anyway from the 630. I appreciate it.
But we do have a documentary called Gelatology, so you could try that out, too.
I like that, too. Man, you guys are all about the gelato. I got to dive into this world. If people want more information, is there a website you can send them to?
Yes, gelatoworldtour.com.
Boom, there you go, folks. Seth. Jessica, Baron, thank you guys so much. Please leave the gelato. Leave the gelato. Take
your
gun. Okay? All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.